Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, Shelter Footycast, Dan Const here, of course, like always. No, it's the first time. Skeet, you're here with me. Thank you for helping me out. Will Schofield not here. Hamish Brayshaw not here. They've called in 12th man off the bench.
Yeah, g'day. It's not the A team, the B team. It's the C-minus team. I'm very proud to be the captain of that C-minus yes. team. Scully's in the bush trying to fleece some punters of their hard-earned cash on sportsman's nights. Hammer's actually found out he's got a full-time job he's got to commit to. He's done a bit of a hammy. No, he's fine. But, yeah, it's you and I looking forward to it. And footy's back.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, is it back? Yeah, it has been back. It is back for WA teams this weekend. The teams will be announced later today. A bit to talk about, including the best of three grand finals, which has been brought up. I know Simon Garlick pushing for that pretty strongly. But yeah, all the teams, and of course, Thursday night footy tonight, massive crowd expected with the Blues and the Tigers.
Now, Skeet, usually Scoey's here and he gives sort of the football insight. You're here for the looks usually and a bit of refinement of media. And so today you're going to carry both. You're just going to do footy. Going to drive this a bit. I'm just here for fun.
I'm the batting around like Cam Green, except I'm going to try and do a bit of both and hopefully get some runs and take some wickets.
I'm just going to be on the other end getting singles and bringing you back onto strike.
Well done, by the way. WA into the Sheffield. We're hosting the Shield final with the Wildcats lost last night. So a bit mixed news there, but our boys in Victoria did a super job.
I was at the Wildcats game actually, sitting court side. Thank you, NBL. Rough game. Just from the beginning, they couldn't get into their rhythm. Jack Jumpers had the number all night. Anyways, let's get into a few things. Obviously, thanks to the Southern River Band for the intro music. What's that song, Chimney? Good. Have you been listening to Southern River Band since you started the show, the Footycast?
Of course. I hear them all the time. I really like them, and I'm big. Is it called like Indian Pacific or just...
Pacific Avenue. Sydney. Yeah, the Sydney
Band. I don't mind
them
as well. So there's a nice mix. I reckon the two nice additions to the Shelter footy car.
So they are playing Friday the 22nd of March at Shelter. Now, we got an email from the boys at Shelter saying, guys, there's not many tickets left at all. They're flying. They can't believe how quickly they're being sold. So you only have, I don't know, the 20 seconds. You got a week and a bit. I wouldn't wait that long. I'd get your tickets today or tomorrow. Head to the Shelter website, shelterbrewing.com.au. And of course, you can follow us on social, Shelter Footycast. And we're on YouTube. If you're only listening to this, go have a look. We've got a brand new set. It's really interesting. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, Scully's got his. See the jumpers that you see behind us? Now, they were Kutut, who's in Bali. He was trying to flog them for about $15. Scully, knowing that it's a third world country, he screwed the poor bloke down to about $6.50. So that poor bloke's out there singing for his supper while Scully's sitting pretty with a set like this.
He did buy about 30 of them. There's a huge bag of them, which, he's paying people's bills, getting them in business.
That's all good.
Should we get in some footy stuff, though? Big news off the top. Sean Darcy, so he got injured a little while ago now, and there's some unsurety how long he's actually going to be out. So, I saw someone say 8 weeks, could be 2 weeks. I think they've sort of confirmed it's about four weeks, right? A month.
Yeah, then maybe a week or two on top of that. So it depends.
Depends who you listen to in the media.
100%. But you listen to Scully and he's, has played footy, so we've got to give him his due course there. When it comes to an arthroscope, sometimes the results are quick with regards to return to play, sometimes a bit longer. It seems like Sean's somewhere in between, the middle of that. So, look, end of the day, the Dockers, and we'll talk about them as we preview the Brisbane Lions game, they just have to look at what they've got. And that's Luke Jackson, a very competent ruckman. And they need, whether it's a Tabiner, whether it's a Tracy, whether it's a Pat Voss, they've got to find some key forwards to kick some goals because they were very poor against Port Adelaide. It was a practice match. Yep. They were good against the Eagles, but the opposition was questionable. So, Sean Darcy, big blow, big loss. But every team's got an injury or two. heading into this season. And as we saw last week, Kitty Coleman from Brisbane out for the year with a knee. ACL, Sam Doherty, likewise. Dan McStay, pre-season. Clubs are going to lose players long term. So it's about the timing and about the severity, which Fremantle and West Coast will be hoping is minimised.
As a West Coast fan myself, I'm just sick of injuries. I feel like for the last 3 years I've been using injuries as an excuse. But, you know, I think for Fremantle, he injured himself on Mineral Resources Park, is that right?
Don't start linking MRP to I don't think we're questioning that. Okay. I think the players are questioning it. Being a Perth supporter, which is the old Lathlane Park, they're saying there's a curse there, which does go back to 1977. Gee. That was our last premiership. You weren't even considered a human being at that stage. I wouldn't put it down to that, but what I would say is that the Eagles have found very many and varied ways to have key players go down, including Oscar Allen, who left the season launch with gastro. So how he picked up gastro, or how he found gastro in those hours pre-season launch or during the season launch, but he'll be right to go on Sunday.
He'll be good to go?
He's good, mate. He'll be good to go. I think he's a certainty to play against Port.
Perfect. All right. What about Mason Cox? Obviously, he got into a bit of strife with the GWS sort of warm-up area, and then some extra vision came out. Maybe it was on GWS. Maybe Mason was the victim. But he has been sanctioned by the AFL. A bit of a warning. Sanction's such a nothing word, isn't it? It sounds worse than it is. It's just a little slap on the wrist.
Absolutely. It's like Pauline Hanson, please explain. I mean, that's all it is. I looked at it. I thought it might have been a bit of theatre from Big Mason, the Texan. But no, I think he was asking for one more bounce. They looked at the vision. It was pretty conclusive. I saw someone Fox and Seven. You go, no, it's, you know, just tidy it up. Make sure you get out of the way when the next team comes through. It is not even a storm in a teacup. It's not even a very, very minor issue in my mind.
Yeah, it's just a bit of drama. And then after 115 days since draft day and countless back pages, Harley Reid will play his first AFL game. Huge for West Coast fans, for footy fans, seeing this guy who's been talked about for so long finally getting some real play.
Yeah, let's hope he acquits himself well against Port Adelaide. Now, I think Nick told us that, and I haven't worked this out, but apparently the West have done sort of five stages of releasing his poster. Can you enlighten me?
I think so. You know, there's like a bit of a middle centerfold thing that they sort of release posters for players.
Yeah, I know that.
They've gone, instead of just a full page Harley Reid, they've gone, let's just release it in bits. Because I think, you know, I don't know, I guess it just helps them sell papers or something. Instead of giving you one poster, let's just release it in like a puzzle, and then you have a giant Harley Reid sitting on your wall. I think you would. You do that?
No, you know, I think you know me, Dan. I'm not. Look, I think if it sells more papers, go for your life. Poor old Harley. Has there been any kid in the history of the game? I say no. Victorians mightn't see it so much because of obviously the centric WA nature of it. But wow, I just hope he gets a kick. I hope that he can. Almost hoping he's not too good early, and doesn't get injured, or is, you know, doesn't get a touch on Sunday, because either way, you know, the highs and lows and the extremities of the media coverage will be pretty scary. Just let him play. Let him play for a few weeks. Get his hands on the footy, and he'll be okay.
Well, after the first game against Freo, he looked a bit shoddy, and the people were thinking, oh, like, glad, you know, North Melbourne fans coming out, glad we didn't pick him first. Looks bad. But then against Adelaide, he looked way better, looked incredible. And this was just after one practice game or two practice games. So hopefully with the real thing, maybe he just waits until the lights are turned on properly before he starts to go to work.
Yeah, and also he's a midfielder, and he played a little bit more down back against the Dockers. I think Adam Simpson is just trying to keep him in cotton wool, not just forget the media stuff, but also just to get him acclimatised to the hectic nature of AFL footy. So I think it's a good way to go about it. He'll spend time in the middle this weekend simply because he's probably already, and this hasn't played a game of footy, he's probably their top 14 players, top dozen players, which sounds remarkable. But the facts are, your eyes can tell you that he's going to be better than a lot of those players pretty soon.
Well, we've got a full round of footy, full proper round with 9 games ahead. Let's start going through the games. Dan Conce, Mark Redding's Shelter Footycast. All right, first things first, Carlton v Richmond at the MCG, 4:30 our time, which is just great because when work starts to die down at the end of the day, you just put it on your second screen, KO, get it open, you're not really doing any work at that time. You're just watching the footy.
No school pickup for you, or is it just you put
school,
the
school? I don't know. It's probably been a while since you've done school pickup.
Long time.
I think you used to send them just on a bus or something.
No,
but,
no.
But with my like school pickups are at 240 these days.
240.
Yeah. It's early, so the kids are. I think almost they're in bed by the time footy's starting at 4:30. Very exciting. Just to like last week opening round didn't feel real. Carlton Richmond round one as always. It's massive. Sam Doherty, of course, out ACL, brutal. Just it's just the worst thing. A player like that after sort of battling through injury and it happening again. It's just it's a brutal thing for him.
Yeah, sad story. Corey Durden comes in for the Blues to replace Doherty for Richmond. Now this is where there's a bit of hope for them tonight on the back of having Dustin Martin, Tom Lynch, Toby Nankervis and Ryan Mansell coming into the side. They've dropped four players, Sam Banks, Jacob Kaczynski, Sam Naismith and Samson Ryan. They were very poor against the Gold Coast in the first half. They looked a bottom four team. After halftime, changed my opinion a bit on that. But tonight's the test, really, to see whether A. Carlton can back up their heroics from last Friday. And bear in mind, they've lost 9 of the last 11 round one matches against Richmond last year, ending in a draw. But these two teams are in far different positions now than for most of that history, because Richmond, I talk about those last 11 games, they've been contending. And now they're clearly not contending. So I think, you know, with Sam Walsh still to come back into that side, not tonight, but in the short term, so too Jacob Wearing. There's a lot to like about Carlton. I think they'll win tonight. But you just have to look at what the Richmond Tigers did against the Gold Coast. 273 disposals, the fifth fewest in any match for them since 2010. So they just didn't get their hands on the footy.
Yeah, different team that we're used to with Richmond. This is from Nick here. Nick's obviously loading me up here for, you know, as I stand in on the Shuttle Footy Cast. Only two Carlton players featured in every home and away match last season. That's the fewest in the AFL. That's a crazy stat.
For a team that almost made
that's
a grand
right.
final.
So they were, of course, very good last week. And like you said, see if we can if they can back that up this week against Richmond. I'm going to go – so with my tipping, I'm in a tipping competition where I have to tip the home team. Like that's the rule that we put in place.
So you, hang on. You all have to tip the whole week or
no,
one person
so
per week?
Part of the tipping that we're doing on back chat, Scoey has to pick only the favourite, of course, gets that one. Hamish Brayshaw has tipped the entire – competition already. He's gone
like
through
that.
Round 1 to 23.
Yep.
And my thing that I have to do is I can only tip the home team.
That's not bad.
And I get one away team for the round.
Yeah, well, you need that.
Yeah,
you need that. Because,
need that.
I mean, with all due respect, if the Eagles are going Shiesenhausen and they're playing at home against, say, Collingwood, you've got to have that luxury of having one game that you go...
Yes.
Yes.
So this is a Carlton home game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. I'll back Carlton in because I have to.
Okay, you have to. But irrespective, you would have tipped Carlton.
I would have tipped Carlton, probably 20, 25 points.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a blowout. That's just my gut feeling with Richmond. I think they'll be a lot better with those big names back. I think the MCG suits their style a whole lot better. Adam Uze, new coach, will have had a look very closely at what they did wrong last week. Mm. I agree with you. I think Carlton get across the line primarily just because of their ability to hit the scoreboard through Curno, through Harry Mackay. I just believe that they're going to have a little bit too much class for Richmond. But they hate each other a lot, these clubs. So don't expect Richmond just to lie down and cop it to a 6, 7, 8 goals. I think this might be closer than something.
Adam Uze, great player, terrible scrabble hand.
That's a Dennis Committee, isn't it?
Dennis Committee, that is. That's right. Let's go to Friday night. Friday night, Sydney v Geelong at the MCG. Another big game. This is going to be a great one to watch. Friday night, a couple of shelters. We're going to see Nick Dacos. Will he get tagged again by Sydney? That was the big... how they managed to sort of rough him up a little bit last season. Do they do that again?
Well, they don't have Ryan Clark, obviously, who did it last year but has been delisted. There's that aspect. How often have you had hype about one player? In the opening round, it was Brody Grundy up against Max Gorn, the former ruckman up against his old club. And then the next week, it's Brody Grundy. The former Magpie up against his old club. 2 weeks in a row. That's bizarre.
Going up against the people paying his salary, basically. this is going to be a great game. This is the MCG, so I have to go Collingwood. But it's going to be a tight one.
Yeah, Sydney's performance last week was terrific, minus some of their big-name midfielders, including Luke Parker and Taylor Adams, ex-Collingwood player. I'm not sure that he's going to be back for tomorrow night. In fact, I doubt it. But bottom line is they are going to get better with their midfield. Jeremy Howe returns for the Magpies, his first game for 2024. And you mentioned Mick Dacos, averages 22 disposals against the Swans. He's fewest against any opponent. So I know Scully was big on last year, the opposition clubs putting more time into to Nick. Swans did that and it paid dividends. Mm-hmm. So off the back of that, look, Sydney, I still think are a team that are a work in progress. They beat Melbourne at home. Playing in Melbourne is a different proposition because Collingwood's lost just 3 of 14 matches at the MCG last year. And they're going to be tough to beat with the flag being unfurled. It's an emotional time. All the fans will be there, probably 65, 70,000. I think I'm obliged to be Collingwood as well. But, you know, if they go 0-2, it just would send a bit of a shudder through the Magpies because there's always talk that the premiership hangover is there. I still think they did a lot right last week. Their goal-kicking accuracy wasn't good. Even Craig McRae said they did some of the small things. They didn't take care of the small things, even manning the mark at times. So I think they'll tidy that up and they'll be good enough to win.
Mm, the banner unveiling's a big deal. Obviously, people will get along to watch that. Does that maybe create a bit of pressure for Collingwood, you know, with that sort of happening? There's a bit of talk around the last few weeks around Collingwood maybe celebrating the premiership still. You know, it's last season. We've seen players do watch-alongs of the grand final on the internet. And
on Hoyts. I went to Hoyts and had a big look at the
I mean, come on, son. We're on to the next season. But do you think, does that add to anything, or do you think they'd try and get that out of the way and just focus on Sydney?
No, I don't think the premiership hangover, I don't think it's real. As you know, the talk was back-to-back to Craig McRae. He said, no, it's back to work. So they've lost a game.
That's just, I mean, it's very cliche, but it's very good.
It's good. It's simple. And, you know, footballers are simple. So they need, that's a messaging that works with everyone.
Okay.
So I think that I wouldn't take any notice of players not working as hard or the appetite. Other clubs are going to hunt them, though. They're going to be every week. Collingwood last year, you know, they were very good, but it was Geelong. Let's take down Geelong. This year, it's Collingwood. And they'll cop it. And they'll be measured more with more metrics than other clubs because they're the premiers. So if they go 0-2, which I'm not saying it's beyond the realms.
Last year weren't they like 3-6 or something? There was maybe it wasn't that bad, but they didn't start off very hot. They had I think they had a losing record early.
No, well, I might correct you. They did beat Geelong first up, the running
right,
premiers.
So yeah,
so they were 1-1 after that.
Yeah, that was just one game. I'm pretty sure
they beat Port Adelaide pretty significantly. Okay. Early in the season. So,
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I think you might be. Yeah, but I think Collingwood were pretty steady through the year. But as I said, they are missing some key pieces. Lachie Schultz, be interested to see how he goes tomorrow night.
That's right. Collingwood, both got Collingwood. I reckon a couple of goals in it.
They don't win by lots, do they? No. Essentially, they win by margins at, if you're into the 1-39s, that keeps you very much interested.
Let's go to Essendon v Hawthorn at the MCG. 10:45 in the morning. Nothing like some morning footy for you on the weekend. We're just really looking forward to daylight savings finishing, I think, because these times are a little bit annoying at times.
Not as bad as some of the crap times we've got in Perth to kick off the season. 3:50 on Sunday.
That's
I don't know who that benefits. Certainly doesn't benefit anyone going to the game. If you're on the East Coast, what's that for Fox? 6:50. Yeah, who knows? I'm not sure why they've done it, but we're looking at Essendon Hawthorn.
Yes, Darcy Parrish.
Yeah.
Set to miss.
He'll miss. He's out. He's been ruled out. So he gets 30-plus every time he plays, so that's not huge. But on the counter side, Hawthorn have lost so many players during the off-season through injury. Dylan Moore, the Hawks are confident he'll play. He's been battling with glandular fever.
Ever had that?
No, I haven't actually. Have you?
No, I haven't either.
It'd be debilitating.
Yeah, and apparently you just always have it. Like once you've had it once, it just lives with you
in
for the
system.
Rest of your life. Yeah, it just lays dormant and can just rear its ugly head at times.
Okay.
Bit of Dr. Dan for you.
Yeah, thanks to Dr. Dan, who thought Collingwood got off to a sluggish start last year. We'll get Nick, just check the
Please
first,
check.
Check
sure,
the first
sure.
six rounds of last year, Collingwood's record, Nick, just to see whether I'm on Mars or Dan's been taking drugs. Essendon. 5-1. You seriously? I said you said they were sluggish.
Maybe I was thinking of West Coast.
Yeah, they were sluggish from round one, which you're correct. Essendon, though, they've won 5 of the past 6 between these matches.
Yeah.
And they've hit 100 points. So, you know, I know that Hawthorn's on the right trajectory. They had 7 debutants last season, the most of any in the AFL. I just think Essendon, they've got Todd Goldstein coming back into the mix. to help out. Well, Draper's not there at the moment, but I just feel they've probably got a few more match winners than the Hawks, who are going to be good long term. But that off-season injury list, I think, is going to hurt them. So I like the Bombers.
Great. I'm going Essendon too. Let's go to GWS v North Melbourne at NG Stadium.
Where is it?
NG. Okay. NG Stadium.
Is that not where they played last week against?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's GWS home ground. 1:35 on Saturday. Again, random time. GWS looks so good. And I'm on their train big time just because I'm following everyone else. I'm not trying to claim that I'm the captain of the train or anything like that. I'm jumping on the bandwagon like everyone else. I bloody love that team.
Yeah, well, Scully, I wouldn't say he's a captain, but he's certainly in business class, not economy.
Yeah. He bought stock on the island early.
Yeah, well, he's bought stock on a few clubs, so let's just bear that in mind. He said the Eagles will make the eight last year, wouldn't hit the wooden spoon.
That's true.
Said the Dockers. Yeah, anyway, we're not going to slam Scully when he's not here. Good news for the Giants, and they're getting some soldiers back.
Yeah.
And after that big win, that's terrific. Finn Callahan, Harry Perryman expected to return. And what about the debutantes? Dersma and Colby McKercher, they tell me, and Toby Pink. But yep. Colby McKercher, they tell me, I mean, number two pick from memory in the draft. He's, I haven't seen much of him, but we know the hype of Harley Reid. I'm really fascinated to see a young man like him. We saw Harry Sheasel last year, what he did for North.
Huge.
What they've been able to get and what the availability North's been able to get during the draft, if they don't win 6 to 8 games this year, then there should be a massive investigation. I know there are a lot of draft picks there, but they need to be improving pretty quickly given the advantages the AFL has given them.
Well, they don't look good according to the odds. I think they're paying about $8.
In this game. I think they'll be better. I think they'll be significantly better just by virtue of the talent coming through.
So the Kangaroos have won all three games against GWS Giants at NG Stadium by 35 points per game. That's crazy.
Was that 5 years ago or during the 70s when the Giants weren't playing? That seems a bizarre stat. Hopefully Nick's right about that and he's not following your stats from Collingwood last year. Got to say, Lockie Whitfield last week, though, back to his best, 33 disposals, 571 metres gain, 24 uncontested touches. I've got to say, with Tom Green, Toby Green, Jesse Hogan's on the cusp of apparently signing a new deal.
Love that.
There's a lot to like about the Giants. They're good to watch.
Oh, great to watch.
And you know what? The competition needs them to win a flag. They need the Gold Coast to play finals. I think the Giants win this weekend.
Jack Buckley in the back line. Just can't get through him. One of the all-time greats, Jack Buckley. We bloody love him over here. You think GWS, what was your margin that you said there?
Oh, I think North competitive. Here's the fascinating aspect. Teams that have played in the opening round to those that are playing their first game in round one, whether there's an advantage to those that have already played the one match or those coming in cold or fresh from pre-season. That's going to be found out even tonight, I think, although both Carlton and Richmond played last weekend. So more tomorrow. No, Collingwood and Sydney played last weekend. So maybe Saturday. At some stage it'll come in where a team in the opening round is up against a team who didn't play last weekend and it will give us maybe a guy. But I still think the margin's likely to be between 4 and 5 goals.
Yeah, I'm going 40 points. GWS by 40 points. Let's go to, where are we at? Geelong St Kilda, GMHBA or Alphabet Stadium. Are people calling it that?
GMHBA. It's got enough history there. We can call it that.
Absolutely.
Although, the Cattery, anyway, it's a tough place to win if you're an opposition side. And
really nice ground. Went in there for the first time last year. Awesome place. Geelong's great.
It is great. Although I've been there like in the 90s when it was middle of winter. It's not that much fun in the middle of winter and, it's hard to win there. I don't think in terms of home ground advantages, the percentages are so high. Mind you, they play a lot of the better sides up at the MCG, so your percentages against the other side. But look, Ross Lyon's already ruled out Jack Sinclair. Darcy Wilson will be on debut. Riley Bonner, question mark to play. But I talk about every club and St Kilda's no different. They've lost its last 11 games at the venue, last win coming in 1999.
Before the millennium, what are we calling it?
It's a quarter of a century ago.
That's
bizarre.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a hard sort of thing to battle against. It would be in their heads, surely. You just can't win there. I don't know if it's just you have to get over that mental battle as well.
Not sure. Look, St Kilda were really good. They were the surprise packets for me last year. I thought they were terrific to play finals. Whether they can back it up, Ross Lyon, he's basically got his whole off-field team that he wants now. Tim Watson described him as a dictator in footy terms the other night, which sounds a bit rough, but it's essentially saying these are the guys I want in place, and if now we don't succeed, it's on my shoulders. So St Kilda, I think, competitive. The preseason not bad, but Geelong, you know, they were poor last year. They were vulnerable at home. Even the Bulldogs beat them late in the season there. When they just looked a team that had the genuine won the premiership. And now the belly's full, not quite as hungry. So I'm tipping Geelong here by virtue of the quality they have in their team and the venue. If this is the MCG, I'm probably leaning towards the Saints or Marvel Stadium.
Yep. Tyson Stengel's never finished goalless in 16 career games at GMHBA Stadium, averaging 2.3 goals. Good record.
Good return, isn't it?
Yeah, great return. I'll go Geelong as well because it's at home. I'm going to keep on that train.
That's where you have to.
I have to pick one roughie at some point, which I will. Yeah, a couple of goals in it. I'm going to just be very, really vanilla with that.
Yeah, that's conservative, but I'll take it.
Okay, great. Gold Coast v Adelaide. People First Stadium. Yes. Is this the first time it's been called People First Stadium?
Last week it was renamed. I think it's part of Heritage Bank Stadium, I think. Yep. Was the former ground, but I think those two companies, which sounds really boring, have merged, and so now it's People First Stadium. But the big news is that Tex Walker is not going to be playing.
Why not?
So Riley Thilthorpe is out. Tex, that's a good question. I'm not sure if it's a little niggle with his knee, but you might have some more info on that, but he's been ruled out. So that's not great. I want to talk a bit about the boy with the baggy shorts, and he's got the red hair for the Suns. And his
absolute monster.
Rao. He was terrific last week. I called that game on radio. His clearance work, 20, I think, in total for the match. Brilliant.
We know record, that was a record, right?
Yeah, I think, a record.
For clearances.
For clearances.
Yep.
We know what he's done in his first year or two with his tackling. Went off the boil a bit last year and whether he had some injury issues. But if he's up and running, Tuke Miller as well, Anderson through the middle. I think there's a lot to like about the Suns. I know they play at the Gold Coast and pick down the MCG in the middle of winter, maybe a different proposition. But Adelaide's away form last year was the concern for me. I'm bullish about them this year, but not so much away from home. And so off the back of that, Crows lost their last two clashes by 53 and 43 in the last two times. That's up there. I'm prone to go to the home team there as well.
Yep. All right. Great. I'm going to go there too. Gold Coast. I don't think it was a record. Most the 20 clearances from Matt Rowell. Most since Paul Salmon.
Yeah.
1999.
Yeah, the ruckman.
Who had 22.
He was playing as ruckman. That was against Hawthorn. They were Hawthorn Essendon back in the day.
Yeah. Huge. Let's go to Melbourne Western Bulldogs at the MCG. 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know,
if you have to wake up in time for that, you have to set your alarm.
If you had a big Saturday night and you're just going to dust off the cobwebs and go, sweetie, I'm just going to go and watch the footy just to help me get over this.
Or just crash on the couch the night before, turn the TV on, then you're there.
10 a.m., that's, of course, 1 o'clock west, Eastern. Bulldogs won their last, just two of their last six at the G, going down by 50 points in the corresponding clash last year. But this is a game I think is more 50-50 than some would give credit to the Bulldogs. I'm really concerned about Melbourne's productivity in the forward line. Their efficiency going inside 50 last week against the Swans was terrible. Off the back of that, their midfield still probably has the edge. Their defence stacks up well, but there's a real chance for the Bulldogs, I think, to get a great start to the season.
Where do you see Western Bulldogs this year? They've always sort of been. You think they're going to be great and they sort of linger around the middle area.
They're top eight. They have to be top eight.
They have to be,
If they don't play top finals this year and make the top eight, I think Bevo's position will be questioned simply by virtue. I know they've lost Bailey Smith for the year, but what they've got in place now, their forward line, the tall forwards they've got, building their midfield around the Bont. The defence is a little bit skinny at times, but, you've got Tim English doing his
future
best.
West Coast Eagle.
Well, they're saying the Eagles are after him, but, he might just sign a monster contract to stay at the Dogs. So at the end of the day, I like Melbourne in this one. Mm-hmm. James Harnes, by the way, will make his Doggies debut, which is, against Melbourne.
Yep.
And I mentioned the goal-kicking efficiency last week, 31.4% during last year's final series. So nothing's really changed
brutal
on that front. Their forward line, Shacky's not the answer. We know that Ben Brown, in and out, hasn't really...
One of my favourite players in the AFL.
Yeah, well, great player.
White Whale.
Hasn't quite been able to have consistency. Van Ruin's on an upward trajectory, but hasn't quite got there yet. So, there's a couple of concerns there with with the D's kicking goals, and how Petrarca and how Oliver goes might well determine the result of this match.
Great. Well, I'm going to go Melbourne as well. Again, home team, have to, because there is an away team that I have to pick later on in the round, which it's just a given. So I'm going to save it for that. Let's go to the West. All right. So we've got, we've gone through seven games all over East, but these are the big ones. Port Adelaide v West Coast Eagles first, 1 p.m. on Sunday. Like we mentioned, Harley Reid to make his debut. Oscar Allen, hopefully there gets that, whatever bug happened or...
Gastro,
get that out of here, come in fit for round one. So look, I'm a, like I mentioned, West Coast fan, so I've got a lot of hope in this, but Port Adelaide looked very good in the preseason. I'm nervous.
You should be.
Yeah.
I think the Port Adelaide side, I think they could be one of the teams to be flying by, say, round eight. I just think a lot of home games, I believe their style of footy matches up really well in home and away matches. And I think, look, here's a stat from last year from the Eagles. They conceded 57 points per game from intercept possessions, 55 points per game from clearances, ranked last in each measure.
Yeah, not great.
And no. And not the – look, if this happens, I think the Eagles will walk away happy. Port Adelaide won six of its seven games that were decided by 10 or fewer points last season. Now, if the Eagles – this is – I know this sounds really defeatist. If the Eagles get within five goals tomorrow, or Sunday, should I say, of the Power, you know, never want to lose first up. You always want to give your fans. So I think that will give Eagles fans some hope. If they can restrict that margin – to five goals against a team I think will finish in the top four, I'm taking it. Oscar Allen plays, Ruben Jimby plays, Tyler Brockman's there, Clay Hall, question mark as to whether he gets a run. But end of the day, I think there's, we want to see how Harley Reid goes.
Yes.
Can they minimise the damage that we saw so frequently last year?
The things I enjoyed last season most about watching West Coast was when they were just competitive. I wasn't expecting wins, and when they got close and I thought, oh, there's something there, I enjoyed that. And that's what I'm looking for now. I know we're probably not going to win many games.
How many games do you think they'll win, being an Eagles man?
Do you want my heart answer or my head answer?
Just give us what you think they'll end up for the year.
Three.
Yeah.
And in my heart, I'm like, could they sneak in five or six?
You've got to be looking at five or six. I mean, three's really bad. Yeah. I mean, three was last year. That's another wooden spoon.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I'm hoping that they do win another wooden spoon so that Scully has to do the naked lap around the MCG.
No, you know what? I don't want them to win the wooden spoon.
I don't want them to win the wooden spoon.
I'd love them to win six to eight games. It just makes
I don't talking want any, about footy a lot easier. Any more 100-point losses? That would be a big win for West Coast. If you're not getting beaten by 100 points, because that happened five times last season, way too many times. Some competitive games, a few sneaky wins, would love that. Port, you think top four? That's
I believe.
That's a pass. Like, is that, if given their history, do they have to be top four for this to be considered a successful season?
I think so. I mean, they've been in the window for a while now. They just haven't got it done at the end of the season. I believe they'll be one of the hot teams in the early part of the season. I just feel that Ken Hinckley gets his team up and running early. Sam Powell-Pepper obviously going to be missing on the weekend, but they've got a lot to like. The midfield, I think Ollie Wines is fit again. Can we expect more improvement from some of their mids? I expect that. They're a side I think that's got a huge upside. And if Charlie Dixon's fit, gives them another chance to build, and Todd Marshall. So I like a lot of their talent around the ground.
I like any opportunity for a team outside of Victoria to do well. So I'll hope that Port do well this season. I reckon Port by 40. I'll hope for 40 and be happy with that. Another game in the for us over here in the West, not in WA, but our WA teams, Fremantle v Brisbane at Optus Stadium. First game for Frio, starting at home, must be nice. Taking on Brisbane, though, who are very good. Now, spoiler alert, this will be the game. I know you thought maybe I was going to tip West Coast for being away. Brisbane is going to be the team that I tip here as my away pick. Sean Darcy, obviously, we spoke about. So what do you think that does for structure? Do we see what sort of movement would you sort of pick happening there for this game?
Well, just mean Jackson's got to spend more time, obviously, in the ruck. Does he get a chop out from Tracy, who might do the ruck work in the forward line?
Yep.
Does Tabner come into the mix to help out and give them that prong of Tracy, Tabner, and Amos in the forward line? That's all these things are going to be weighed up.
When Tabner's good, Freo are good.
Yeah, true.
The tough thing is he's like he seems to be a bit up and down, but when he's sometimes, you know, he's kicking goals from the boundary, like
he's a
those
confidence player.
And when he's hot, Freo do well. So hopefully Fremantle, if that is the case that they bring Tabs in, that, you know, he could actually provide that forward goal, because they're going to be missing if Jackson's spending a lot of time in the middle. You know, he's not obviously going to be able to kick as many goals. So where those goals come from is the big question. And that's been the question for a long time for Fremantle.
Nothing's really changed on that front, has it? So no. I'm hoping like they get a debutant in there, Cooper Simpson, who I've been banging on about during the preseason, really liked what he did in the Derby, whether he can play that sort of mid-small forward role to effect. I mean, we need to see Walters. We need to see Josh Corbett hitting the scoreboard, kicking two or three goals each. If that's the case, they're in this game. I don't think it's a bad time to get Brisbane, who've come off a tough game against Carlton. They lose Kitty Coleman.
Deflating game to lose.
Yeah, because that's a game you get beaten by a point when you lead by 46. It takes you a while to lift your chin off the floor from that one. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a window. I think they can really press Brisbane. I really was strongly thinking about tipping them a couple of weeks ago. The loss of Darcy doesn't help. I still think they'll be super competitive.
Yep.
I think Brisbane, who struggled against the Dockers last year, will likewise not have it all their own way on Sunday. I've tipped Brisbane only because they've got that bit of class up forward of Cameron, Hipwood, Joe Danaher. If they're hot, I'm not sure the Dockers can match them, particularly if Brennan Cox doesn't play.
Yeah, Heath Chapman's not walking through that door. He's at a Qatar sports clinic at the moment.
There you go, with the hammies.
With the hammies. So you ever done any sort of, you know, overseas trips to look after any ailments?
No, I haven't, but I'll tell you what, my hamstrings are pretty ordinary. I reckon they I've done them by just going for a run on the beach, so that's not a good sign, is it, Daddy?
Some people go to, and I just thought this is not related to anything at all, some people go to Turkey for like hair transplants and stuff.
Yeah.
So people do like the States or Germany for the knee surgery.
Yes.
So, you know, people going to Qatar for hamstrings now, apparently. Some rumours swirling around
You think Sko and I should go to Turkey together and get a double whammy?
Some rumours swirling around Errol Goulden.
Who's swirling those rumours?
I don't know who's swirling them, but they're up in the air. And Nick's petrified over there, who's a big Sydney man. Errol Goulden potentially, you know, Fremantle obviously showing interest in Errol. I don't know if the interest is received both ways. But with players like this, when there's good players, right, and maybe they're looking at a new contract, surely every team is inquiring about these players, like Errol Goulden. He's a good player.
When's the last time the Eagles or Dockers, I mean, I guess Elio came from Brisbane. When's it?
Tim Kelly,
Eagles. Yes, he did. He was an established player, but obviously got through the...
Josh Kennedy
wasn't a superstar when he came from Carlton to West.
So we're talking superstars.
Tim Kelly and Errol Goulden, really good Brownlow medal. So I just wonder, how hard is it for WA clubs, that's my point, to get established players who don't have a WA link, all those players you mentioned, by the way, Kelly, Kennedy, and even Yo, had WA backgrounds. Errol Goulden, unless I'm mistaken, is...
He's been in the Sydney Academy since he was 5 years old.
So he doesn't know much about the, you know, Morley Galleria or going to Karen Up Shopping.
Morley Galleria, doing his market run on a Sunday. I'm waiting for Chad Warner to be available on West Coast, swooping in for him. He's a WA boy. And
what about Logan McDonald? Again, that's the big question.
Can we just pilfer Sydney for all their WA talent and bring them home?
Let me tell you what they are good at Sydney is keeping their talent and nurturing them. And John Longmire has that ability to make them feel as if they are special at the footy club. They somehow get them to love Sydney and paying $1,000 a week for a one-bedroom unit in Randwick. And they love it. They end up playing there. And Coxie's there and that's Dean Cox.
It's that Bloods culture.
Yeah, the Bloods culture, 100%. So I hope that a couple of those WA boys can come home, but I'm not saying it's a fait accompli given what Sydney does as a club to retain as much as they do.
Don't know how we ended up talking about Sydney and West Coast.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Brisbane. Fremantle and Brisbane, of course. I think Brisbane will win. I'll take that as my roughie. You think...
As your roughie? Well, not your roughie, your favourites.
My
away team.
We've got an email. I've got an email here about Sko, which I'm going to read to you in a second.
And by the way, I've tipped Brisbane.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping I'm wrong.
You are tipping Brisbane?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. You're hoping you're wrong. Yeah, great. Dan Conn, Mark Ratings, Shelter, Footy Cast. All right, Skeet, to finish you off here, I got an email sent in from Jabe. Okay, don't know, it sounds like a made-up name. Two friends of mine a while ago, Joe and Abe, They had a band called Jabe because it was their two names put together. Yes. So I don't know if that's from these guys at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jabe, haven't heard of that name as a proper name. Boys, long time listener. Love your work, but bit of advice for the big band Scoey. Now, he's not here, so this is great. We can just hurl abuse at him. Clear your goddamn throat. How do you always manage to get some sort of blockage in the back of your throat that you often ignore, resulting in what sounds like a podcast run by an emphysema patient? You ever watch The Simpsons, Skate?
No, I don't. Not being on
The Simpsons.
There's
this great line, my favorite line in The Simpsons. There's this guy, a person smoking in a restaurant, and the guy says, excuse me, I'd ask for a Zima, not an emphysema. You are probably old enough to drink Zimas.
No, don't know what
really,
that
it's
either.
Like a little spritz drink that's from the 80s.
80s? I was only 10, you numpty. Seriously. What do you think? I'm 107.
Well, it is your birthday. Happy birthday, by the way.
That was Monday, but we've done all that on this show. We don't need to go back to back.
We
need to go back to work.
Not sure if you've got hay fever, if it's just something else coagulating in your throat. But somebody sort that out, surely. Perhaps ask for some tips from Mark Reddings. His smooth, rhythmic, and experienced voice is like romance for my ears.
I'm hoping Jabe's a female or a woman.
Anyway, have the best day, fellas. Any thoughts? Jabe. Does he need like a little honey tea or something?
I'm not sure, but are you able to read out what was actually
no,
in that?
No.
Okay, not sure if you've got hay fever or it's just the... It starts with S, ends in N. I'm not going to say, but it's quite a rude word that, anyway, involves males.
Rude word. Yeah, we know what it is.
I'm not sure why, but he does have this coughing fit. Now, you know what's happened? I think when I've come back from overseas at times, or, I don't know, from Bali, you've got a cough, which you can't get rid of. And so I think that's... Him and I have had that over the journey, but...
too many of the barley cloves, the cigarettes. Those 1 milligram treats.
Yeah, now, Scoey, we'll try and get him some treatment. If anyone out there has a medical background that can try and alleviate that with Scoey's voice and his throat, because he does talk a lot. A lot of it deserves to be...
Thrown in the bin.
Thrown in the bin. Junk. And coughed away. But no, we want him to be healthy. And obviously, for Jabe, make sure that it doesn't upset... Jabe's listening pleasure.
Of course. Shelter Footycast on, if you just search that into YouTube, you can find this, a whole playlist, the whole podcast dedicated to this show. Go have a look. New set, as we mentioned. Now, last chance, I'd say, to get tickets for Pacific Avenue at the Shelter Brewing Co.
Yep.
Busselton, are you going?
I doubt it because I've got footy as basically between now and September. Unlikely to get away. But
okay,
I tell you what, went down there a couple of weeks ago.
Bloody brilliant
place.
Stayed
at the Hilton, went to dinner at the Shelter. Had a really good time. Mm-hmm. And we,
thanks for the invite. I wasn't there. Friday, 22nd of March, you can go get tickets at Shelter Brewing. Shelter Brewing Co. No, Shelter Brewing. Sorry, I'm new to this. Shelterbrewing.com.au. Go get some tickets. Buy some beer as well. It's very good stuff over there. Skeet, don't worry. This will be the last time I do this, maybe ever. Thanks for joining us.
Got to say, coming off the bench as the super sub, I thought you did a very good job. Hopefully, Scoey, at some stage, I mean, hasn't been here for the start of the season, hasn't been here for round one. Hopefully, he joins us for a recap of a very big round one where the Eagles and Dockers make their first appearance for the year. The D team or the C team, we've done our very best.
We've done it. Thank you, Skeet.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.